Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Happy Friday at 2 o'clock. What a fun time to almost be done and to have the 2 o'clock hour with guests in studio with us. Home Shield Foundation Repair. These folks, when I've met Matt and Blair, we had breakfast and sat down and talked to each other. We have so many similarities in our lives. So thank you guys for the partnership here with us on our show. It's an extension of your partnership with Mark Cox, who we'll get to that guy in the corner.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Annie.
He's doing business over there on his phone. But Matt, let me talk to you first. Yeah. Home Shield Foundation Repair, you've been working with Mark Cox. You've met a lot of 97.1 listeners.
We have. We've met a lot.
You like them? We like them.
Yes. What's really cool is that how much that you guys don't know, but they talk about you and how much they love you guys.
That's glad awesome. The second part was also. I've been in scenarios where people talk about me a lot, and then it's not really.
I don't experience that. We probably see anywhere from 10 to 12 listeners a week.
That's fantastic
for you guys. Like, and it's pretty cool because you know a lot of similarities and stuff there, and we're able to help them out of really uncomfortable situations that they don't want to be in.
Yeah. You're not like the most exciting person for people to have to call.
No, they honestly hate dialing our number. When they hit that last keystroke, they know it's going to suck. But
314-227-9636. Go on.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I just want to, you know.
Yeah, that's it. So, and I was telling Mark out in the lobby, like, you guys do such a good job talking us up to the listeners. Like, I feel like we have a cape on when we come to the house because we're able to get the problems fixed.
Yeah. Well, for all of your different types of foundational needs, of course, wet basements, cracks in your foundation. I think you work with crawl spaces, uneven sidewalk. I would assume that you're still doing the concrete leveling right now.
We are doing a lot of it right now with this false spring that we're having.
Yes. Yeah. And I would think, too, that like this would be the time I would want to get my patio fixed so that it's summer ready.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not.
Absolutely.
In the way, you guys aren't out there in the way, even though it takes, what, a day?
100%. Sometimes it only takes a couple of hours to get it back to where it needs to be.
Yeah, Mark Cox in studio with us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Usually ships passing in the night. We don't get to see each other very much. You've been working with Matt, with Blair, with Home Shield Foundation Repair for longer than I have. How's your experience been working with Matt? I think he's fun.
Well, no kidding.
It's like especially a fun client to be hanging out with.
The other thing is, and I don't think people always appreciate this, is that if you or I put our name behind a product, we have to have the confidence that when people have that experience, it's what we sell to them. If we tell them that, hey, you know, I know Matt Hayes, I've known him for a couple of years now, our kids went to school together, when you call that number, there's a good chance he's going to be the dude walking into your basement to tell you what's going on, and he's not going to upsell you on stuff, and I tell him all that. So then, you know, we've kind of set the bar kind of high for him when he walks in there. But it's good. People appreciate that. I mean, I'll get texts from Matt from, you know, a customer's house, and I love that. That's kind of the payoff for us is seeing what you're doing.
We've seen some wild stuff. And yeah, just to harp on your point there, the biggest struggle for me is that those professional sales reps that are out there that are hired by the companies that are owned by Wall Street, usually the top 3 to 4 that are on Google. Mm-hmm. And so for you guys to put our name out in the community, it really means a lot to us.
It's great to be able to partner with good local people doing great things. Blair, how many kids do you have?
We have 4.
4. I always tell people ask that question. I'm always like, 4. I'm always looking for upgrades. Still have the original. But Christmas is over mid-January. Is this an exhale time for you? Do you like look forward to mid-January?
You know, normally I do. I would say this year we're on that college talk and all that stuff. So it's not slowing down having a senior, but that's okay.
All right. Well, I love.
We're in it.
Yeah, we have some parallel lines here in our lives. So it's good to see you too. You guys ready to do X's and O's?
Yeah.
You guys played last time, right? Against each other. Who won? Okay. All right. Matt Hayes
Matt remembers.
The flex. Let's get to it. Ryan, this is where you take over. I hope you remember how to do this.
All right. It's been a bit. This is X's and O's. We have a tic-tac-toe board up here in the studio. Every square is numbered 1 through 9. And Matt and Blair are our contestants. Our experts, quote-unquote experts, are Brad, Annie, and Mark Cox from the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Thank you, Ryan.
Who is in studio as well. So we will start with, I think we're going to start with Blair.
Blair, and she's O's.
Okay. So Blair, if you recall, what you do is you pick any one of those squares, you tell me which number, and then you pick one of these experts to answer the question for you. I'll read the question. You simply have to agree or disagree with their answer. So which square do you want to start with?
Got it. I'll go with 5 in the middle.
5 in the middle. And who's going to be answering this question for you?
I'll go with Annie.
Okay.
Annie, in the new inverted food pyramid from the Department of Health and Human Services, protein, high-fat dairy, vegetables, and fruits are at the top. While what category, generally speaking, is in the triangle now at the very bottom?
Grains?
Locking that in?
Yeah. I don't know if they, like, put sugar on there.
Grains.
I'm gonna say grains.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm going to look it up while you think.
She's locked in, though.
Yeah.
All right, locked in. I am not 100% sure. That sugar comment kind of threw me off.
And it's really all Ryan thinks about, so.
I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to disagree because I believe that there's another one, and I can't think of it.
I hope you're right.
Annie was, unfortunately, correct.
Oh!
She was correct, which means we start with an X in the middle for Matt.
All right.
Ooh.
Fine.
Yeah, grains and carbs were at the very bottom.
Do they have sugar on it?
It was all breads and grains.
I don't even know
if sugar is on there at all.
All right, Matt, your turn.
And I saw that earlier this morning.
The pyramid.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I just glanced over it.
You didn't study it? You weren't like, okay.
I did not. I didn't know there was going to be a test on it.
Yeah. The top of
I'm going to have to eat more high-fat dairy.
All right, we're going to get this game over quickly. Let's.
All right.
Number three,
who's answering this for you?
Mark.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, here we go, Mark. It's not just Governor Tim Walz. The Attorney General of Minnesota could be implicated by comments and documents that are resurfacing of his knowledge about government payment schemes plaguing the state of Minnesota. What is the name of the Attorney General of Minnesota?
Who in the world would remember the name of the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, except for the fact that he used to be a U.S. congressman and is one of the
super
hardest
corrupt
left-wingers in the world. His name is Keith Ellison.
You seem confident.
I think Matt? He seemed confident, but the who the heck in the world would know that name threw me.
Now, there's
Did you
a
see him puff his chest out while he said that? He's like, who would know?
I know. Okay, I'm going to say that is true. That is correct.
You sure?
Yes.
That is correct.
All right.
Good
that
job.
Is correct.
Mark yes. Cox would know that, too.
Yeah, I like how he worked through that question.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind would know such a thing? Well, here's who it is.
Me. That person is me. Blair, you're square?
I'll go with 1, and I'll go with Brad.
Okay.
Going with 1 and Brad. Okay. Brad Range, according to the Annie Fry Show guest, Fred Flights from this week.
Flights.
Flights?
Yeah.
One of the reasons U.S. military was able to extract Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro was because they spent months training and built an exact replica of what?
His presidential palace, which was on a military base.
Agree or disagree?
I like the confidence. I'm going to agree.
That is correct. They built an exact replica of Maduro's house, which was incredibly difficult to do, apparently, because it was on a military base in Venezuela.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Isn't that wild?
It's good, though, right? It's like something out of Jack Ryan.
And that's how they trained, was knowing where all the rooms were, where he went at given times. It's a pretty incredible story.
Yeah.
All right. Matt.
I'm going to be nice. Let's go with 9.
Oh,
love is in the air.
Yes, okay. It is.
All right, and who is answering this question for you?
So, Blair was your last square in oops, or was it a strategy?
So, there's a little bit of strategy.
Okay, no, I like it. Yeah. And playing on his good graces, I might have been a part of it. I love this. This is making me so happy. You picking me?
I'm picking you, Annie.
Okay.
Switching
All right.
it up.
Okay. Annie, you have found our audio whoopee.
Whoopee!
Yeah! Hey, look at that.
All right.
Zohran Mamdani was sworn in as New York City's very first, sorry, I mean probably 9th or 10th socialist mayor. Here's sound from his inauguration.
Oh, gosh.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of...
What is beeped there, Annie, from Zohran Mamdani's inauguration?
The warmth of collectivism.
Question mark?
Well, is there an adjective that I have to have, or is collectivism the...
It has to be the full beeped...
Play it again, Sam.
Here you go.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of...
Communist collectivism. Locking it in.
Is that what he said?
That's what he meant.
All right.
Matt?
Based off of the information that is... there's no way that's right.
It's 50% right, and it's...
I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not true, but yeah. I don't know if that's right.
You're going to say no. You're
going
to disagree.
I disagree.
Okay, here's the answer.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism.
Yep, it was
just
collectivism.
Oh,
my gosh. Right. So Matt got
speech?
It right.
You need the same pace and candor. Gosh dang it.
You did play it smart, though. And the answer is correct.
Oh, man.
Look at all those X's up there.
Okay.
I would have gotten that wrong because I thought he said the warm embrace of collectivism.
No.
Well, I thought that was his quote.
I thought there was more
there. I thought that
was
his quote.
That's why that was tricky.
All right. So we see Matt is threatening right now, and I don't know 100% Blair's strategy, but when we come back, we're going to find out. I also want to point out here to the room before we do go, if you're watching, President Trump is speaking, and Lord knows what he's talking about, but he's meeting with oil executives at the White House. He's got a pin on, the American flag pin on, but he also seems to have a cartoon pin of himself on underneath the flag. What's happening? It's got his little yellow hair swoop and everything. I'll get a picture for it and share it with us on the YouTube, but wow. What a weird world we live in. We've got Home Shield Foundation Repair, Matt and Blair in here, the best people in the business. If you have a foundation concern that you need looked at, homeshieldfoundationrepairs.com. We'll finish the game up as soon as we come back. Don't go away.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I can't get over this pin of Donald Trump that Donald Trump is wearing.
It's like the shirt we talked about making for me that was just my face looking up at me and pointing. But this
just
is a
like
real
that.
Thing that the
Here's
president
what I
of
think.
Is doing.
I think one of his grandkids gave it to him,
and he's
wearing
at
it
him.
To make him happy.
Well,
don't you?
I love it.
I'll bet.
I hope he tells that story too. We got Mark Cox in here as an expert. Of course, he's an expert, along with our friends at HomeShieldFoundationRepairs.com. Before we get back into the game, Matt Hayes and Blair Hayes in here facing off, discussing in-depth strategy on the break. So it's going to be interesting to see how this one shakes out. Before we get back into the game, Matt, what kind of phone calls are you getting right now? Early January, it's 60 degrees outside. Up is down.
Yeah, this is crazy. So we're in this fall spring, right? So we're getting a lot of calls for cracks in the foundation. Mm-hmm. And I've been putting a lot of that stuff on our social media and trying to educate people on the different types of cracks you see. They're not all created equal. And I can promise you, if you're not talking to a structural engineer or an expert in the industry, they generally don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I see so many false positives, I guess you could say, right? Of situations of cracks. Oh, they just, you know, said I could put some epoxy in there. It's good. It's like, no, this crack's wider at the top and very small at the bottom. That means that part of the house is actually sinking. And that's the symptom that
sounds
we're seeing.
Potentially down the road, a lot more expensive if you just choose to put some epoxy on it.
Very. And that's unfortunately what happens. And a lot of these high-pressure sales reps, they come in and they don't quote what system should be installed. They quote what they know they can get. So let's say you put a Band-Aid on a broken leg on four cracks in your basement. But what was the symptom of those cracks? Mm-hmm. Why did it crack? Let's figure that out. And if we're doing is crack repair, great. Then we can do that and give a lifetime warranty. But if it is a situation where the foundation is settling, well, we got to stop that from happening,
right?
So you can go back about your life.
Fix the actual problem. Right. Well, HomeShieldFoundationRepairs.com, if you want to learn more about what they can do for you, get them out to see the situation you're dealing with. Highly recommend Mark and I both together. Mark's been working with them longer than I have, but I've only heard great things. So it's great to have you guys in here to have a little fun with us, too, not just the business side of things. We're playing X's and O's. We've got three X's. Those would be Matt's X's. One of those was donated to him by Blair, the one in the middle. One O in the top left. And whose turn is it right now?
It would be Blair.
It's Blair's.
Blair's turn. All right, Ryan, take it over.
Blair, where are you headed next?
Number six.
Number six for the block.
All right.
So number six for the block. Who do you want to answer this question for you?
I'm going to go with Mark this time.
All right. Thank you.
Mark. Oh, I'm glad you got this one. Mark, NFL player Matt Khalil.
Oh, no.
Has a huge lawsuit against his ex-wife who couldn't handle keeping his huge secret from the public.
Do you know the story, Matt? Or Matt? Mark?
Mark.
Okay.
What's the question, Ryan?
As discussed with Tremendous Class Wednesday on the Annie Fry Show.
Thank you.
Name one team that Matt Khalil has played for in the NFL.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens. Now, is he sure or is he bluffing? Blair?
Or does he not know? That's all.
Well, if he doesn't know, he's bluffing.
Okay.
I feel like I'm getting a rough shake here. I wish I knew the answer. I'm going to be real honest.
I honestly don't know the answer to this question.
I will disagree.
You're going to disagree.
A little nervous.
Now, if you get it wrong, that's an automatic tit-tac-toe. That doesn't mean the game's over.
What are you doing to her now?
Guess?
She's not going to.
Take her in.
She got it.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you. She got it. That
good.
Is correct.
Put that
I was
up on
scared
the board.
To death you were going to ask
O,
me what the comparison was. I knew that was going to be the question. So you really threw me off there, Ryan Wiggins.
Did you know that he didn't play for the? Did you know?
I don't know which team he played for.
I don't really either.
I sang it in the segment. Minnesota Vikings, if you recall.
The Vikings, okay.
Minnesota Vikings, Houston Texans, and the Carolina Panthers all.
All right.
All right. So we really got a game now. Matt.
Good choice, Blair.
Good block, Blair.
Well done.
Thank you, Matt Khalil.
Well, you guys know where I'm going. Number seven for the win.
Number seven for the tic-tac-toe.
Diagonal.
All right, who's answering?
Oh, Brad.
Okay.
We're going with Brad.
Brad, you and Matt have both stumbled into AI.
AI.
All right, this is a real clip from the week Run Through AI. Tell me, well, it won't sound like it. Tell me who said this.
These National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They are teachers in your community. They are business owners. They are construction professionals. They are Minnesotans.
Okay, so you thought you would get me, but you didn't. That's Tim Walz.
I don't think he knew you were going to get that question.
I'm not sure I was trying to get anybody or do anything.
Yeah, you were.
Just running some sound through some AI, just like a good host does.
Governor Tim Walz is the Governor submitted Walz. Answer.
What do you think, Matt?
His confidence was there, so I'm going to say that is correct.
Here is the correct answer.
And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. Oh, they are Minnesotans.
There's a tic-tac-toe.
Yep.
That is a tic-tac-toe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
One, two, three, four. Five. Now, if you get the rest of the squares, you'll have more squares than he does, Blair.
Right.
But you are up against it.
It's a consolation prize.
Something to fight about on the way home, you know.
Blair, yeah. We're going to finish this board out. Which square you want to go with?
I have to go with eight.
Eight? Mm-hmm. Who's your expert?
Annie.
Okay.
Annie SLU beat VCU Wednesday. It was a close game, but Ethan says it should vault SLU into national rankings. Ethan doesn't know everything, though.
False.
What is... Agree or disagree? What is SLU men's basketball's record currently? I'll give you choices. A, 10-2. B, 13-5. C, 14-1. As reported in that segment.
Fourteen and five.
That is not one of the option. Answers.
That's not it.
But if you want to lock that in.
I do. What was it? What was the 14 one?
14-1.
10-5?
10-2.
I didn't listen to the segment then. I'm not listening to the segment now.
Or 13-5.
Yes.
You're going to go with 13-5?
No, I'm going with yes.
You're going to go with yes.
It's one of those.
It is one of those.
The one with the five losses.
Five losses. Okay. She seems very confident.
Well, I think the one loss or the two loss means that they've lost one or two. That's a little bit different than the five. So if I'm good at test taking and I'm trying to help my girl Blair out, I think that's the wrong answer.
Okay.
But it could be the right answer. I know.
This is 50-50 for me. I'm going to disagree.
That's what I
that
would
is
do.
A good choice.
Yay! Yes, it is.
It was do you C, know the answer?
Correct?
Yes, it's C. It's their 14-1.
14-1.
Wow. They've only nice. Lost one game.
That's Ackerman's awesome. Been talking them up. He thinks they're the best team in the state.
I wish Ethan would like bring yes. that to the table and really drive it home.
I wish Ethan would do literally anything sometimes.
Oh!
The love. He's going to just come stand and glare in the window here. Just yeah. Saying. All right.
Yeah, 14-1. And the one loss they have was on a buzzer beater.
And... Ethan is Tom Ackerman, of course, Mr. Sports Guy. Ethan mm-hmm. is bringing them to the table regularly. To
oh, talk yeah. About. He did a good report. Yeah. I just like to give him perfect. Some grief.
All right, Matt.
Well, I already won.
Yes. Nice. Do you want to put it in? Here, let me make you a certificate.
Let's
you
go with two. Oh.
Okay, number two. And who's answering this for you?
Mark.
Okay.
Mark, here we go.
This is a guest quote.
This is a guest quote from this week. I'm going to read you a quote. You have to tell me who it was on the Annie Fry Show. This is going to be tough for you. Here we go. Quote, President Trump and we in Congress, us Republicans, are working to rebuild. I don't know. The Democrats are going to lose on their policy.
This was a bite you ran on this the Annie Fry Show.
Well, this was
this
a
week.
Guest said this.
A
normally,
guest said this.
We go, oh, yeah. You know.
Say it again.
Okay, the quote is, quote, President Trump and we in Congress, us Republicans, are working to rebuild. I don't know. The Democrats are going to lose on their policy.
Congressman Mike Bost.
Oh, that's a very good guess.
I have no idea. So I'm going to say it's true.
That is incorrect.
Oh, who was it?
It was Congressman Mary Miller.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Congresswoman. Yep.
That's right. Congresswoman
the
Mary
O Miller. On the board.
All right. Making the game now.
Oh. Sorry, Matt. I got to let you down. I did not hear that interview this week. I apologize. It's probably during my nap time.
That's totally fair.
It was during Wiggins America, so I'm a little salty about it. All right. We got one square left. This is for bragging rights at this point.
All right. Square four.
Square four. Who's answering?
Go back with Brad.
Brad, guess what? Both of you stumbled into AI again.
All right, let's do this.
All right, number four. Tell me who said this.
What's not reasonable is for so many of you to plaster all over the media that this was an innocent woman and that the IC agent committed murder, which is what many of you have said explicitly and some of you have said implicitly.
Brad, who said that?
I remember this one. This one's burned into my brain. That's J.D. Vance.
We're going to agree.
Here's the answer.
What's not reasonable is for so many of you to plaster all over the media that this was an innocent woman and that the ICE agent committed murder, which is what many of you have said explicitly and some of you have said implicitly.
I'll tell you what, Blair came back big there. It's a good thing Matt had blocked her out already. Otherwise, that would have been a game. X's and O's winner.
Certificate presented.
I got my certificate.
X's and O's winner, Matt Hayes, for having the number one wife. Congratulations to the happy couple. That's a good game.
Yeah. I mean, she won overall, but I won quickly.
There you go.
So that,
however, you need to, however you need to feel good about it, yep, going home with a little bit of but involved in there. HomeShieldFoundationRepairs.com is the website. If you want to give them a call, these are people you can trust, folks. We certainly do. Mark Cox, thanks for being in here.
Hey, glad to do it. Thank you. Great to see you, Matt and Blair and Wiggins, of course. Brad, thank you.
314-227-9636, HomeShieldFoundationRepairs.com. Close game, great game. We appreciate you guys being in here.
Thanks for having us.
See you soon. Take care. We'll be right back. Don't go away.